This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Christmas is over. We're looking forward to the new year. How do you do? This is the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen along with Jennifer Horn and Kara Schillen at your service and on your side. Victoria is off because of the passing of her dog. Imagine growing up. The two of them grew up together, Kara. The dog was, what, 17, I think, as it passed a couple of days ago. And so you think back to your
Did
life.
Did she have Cooper from the beginning?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think she said he was like 10 weeks old or something like that when she got him. So, yeah. I mean, she's had him her whole adult life. He's been through so much with her, so that's really tough.
Yeah. Yeah. Not an easy thing. So, but it's time for a fresh start. Maybe it's, you know, you've got to get over the grieving process. They've got another dog named Bentley, who's apparently quite a character. So that'll, you know, you've got that. And she's got a great husband. This guy's a wonderful guy. To see the two of them together, it's just nice to see people together that enjoy each other as much as the two, and understand each other as much as the two of them. And I kind of get that feeling when I look at my son who's married now. It is, you know, I'm thinking back. We always turn it back around to ourselves, don't we? When you think about, okay, what sort of great relationships have I had? And you know, some of you haven't had the same relationship through your life. It's an individual sort of thing. Some people are also better at that stuff than are others, or some people get a late start. I guess it depends on where you're going. And maybe that's what this, we had an eclipse. Did you see, by the way, the eclipse? We couldn't see it here in L.A. because it was cloudy. The eclipse on Christmas night. Anybody see the eclipse? Nobody's
out. I didn't. I heard about it, though.
What'd you hear about it?
Last eclipse, yeah, something, exactly.
Right, it was the last eclipse of the decade.
Ever, right.
Film, yeah, right, at 11, that kind of stuff. But all of these things that come together all at the end of the year and the anticipation of the new year, it's a new start. It's things are over, finished, finalized, and so you look ahead and some things maybe aren't, but maybe you don't know they are, but they are. So you move ahead. And as your thoughts bring you closer, as your words make you think about what are your priorities? How do you make decisions? I think that's one of the great things. Little by little, bit by bit, maybe baby step after baby step, you change the way you make decisions. I know I have, as I've gotten more. And I think last year changed a lot of things for me and maybe for you as well. And hopefully it's better. Let's smile as we think about the new year. Let's be more focused on happiness, well-being. Maybe you know what to do? This is something, depending on where you live, but you can do this, Jennifer, with the thing that I sent to you, and maybe you have other people around. I'm big into getting people to grow things, and maybe that comes from my farming roots. I would like many of you, if you can do it, and you know, you can't do it, Kara can't do it because she lives in an apartment. You can't do it if you live in a facility that you don't own. But if you own your own property, plant a tree. Find some place on your property where you can plant a tree. This is something I want to do with Miles on the farm and watch it grow. As the tree grows, he grows. Or vice versa. As he grows, the tree grows. And I got them one of those. He doesn't know it yet because he hasn't seen it because they haven't opened the box. Because there were so many other things going on, like with most children. But he's very interested in things that grow, Jennifer. Mm-hmm. So as he puts the same thing together that you did with his father and watches things, I'm hoping that you, with Jeff's children, will anticipate and kind of want to get excited about seeing things grow. Excuse me. What I did for a lot of people that I'm very close to is give them the... And that's why I asked you, Kara, if you could... if you could... Gross. Both you and Victoria, I said, okay, what do you have for a porch? Nothing. So there's no place for you to put
this in your bedroom. I think it'd be fine.
right. It'd be fabulous.
Sure, I can put it in front of my one window where I get a little bit of light. I'll have to open my blackout curtains.
Yeah, probably not. But anyway, the point is, start something fresh and new and watch it grow, whether it be something physical, like a tree, maybe you have other things you can grow, or I can hear people snickering in the background. Yeah, I got to plant some weed and watch that grow. Listen, whatever it is that will get you to think about in some way, shape, or form, how the universe works. The universe works one day at a time, 1 hour at a time, 1 second at a time, and things grow one cell at a time. You did. Can you imagine, just go back for a moment to when you were in your mother's womb, and when the egg and the sperm came together, there were two separate cells that united and became one, and then they split and became two, and then they became four, and over a 9-month period, that baby develop from those two cells. And the same thing happens with whatever you plant in the ground and anything that is alive. It's fascinating. Fascinating. That's one of the things I'm most thankful for, having grown up on the farm and around the animals. Every time I give a birth to a calf, and I don't do it as much now as I used to on the farm because we don't have the same sort of facility, but being around cows, I've probably birthed 300, 400, 500 cows that were in breach or had a problem, and stick your hands in and you straighten out the legs and pull the calf out. But thousands of calves have been born on my farm, and I never, ever cease to be amazed at looking at that thing plop on the ground coming out of its mother and thinking 9 months ago was nothing. Isn't it? I mean, that's really one of the great secrets of life, how all of that happens. So anyway, then you grow up and you get to be homeless. That's another thing. I shouldn't laugh about it, but it's...
Nice
it's
a, segue. So,
it's, yeah. Thank you. It's a segue serenade here in the DJB program. As I drive around Los Angeles, I am confounded. Yesterday, as a matter of fact, I was talking to Brendan about this because the population of the town that I live in on the East Coast, Framingham, Mass., is the equivalent of how many homeless there are in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
It's a city.
It has never been worse in my lifetime.
Oh, my God. It's awful. It's everywhere. And you can't go any place, no matter. No, but I mean, I'm walking around yesterday in the parking lot at the theater where I went to the movies, and there's these people wandering around looking, and they have this dazed, not all of them, but the ones that are of concern. There's a guy at the gas station and a guy at the movie theater. They stand there looking, and they have this blank. Yeah.
It's because, and this is, and what you've just said is the whole thing that everybody knows, that many of these homeless people, this is not an issue about lack of housing. This is an issue about mental illness and drug addiction. And the people that you see that are in the zombie-like state are the ones that need help. They're sick. They're either addicted or they've got mental illness or both in many cases, because the mental illness will lead to the drug addiction because they try to self-medicate.
Yeah.
And it's a huge problem. But the very liberal left that is in charge of the state doesn't want to talk about that. They just think that if you build more houses that are affordable for people, then somehow that's going to fix the problem. It doesn't. Many of these people who are walking around on the street that you see in parking lots are choosing to be out there because they don't want to live under anybody else's rules.
Yeah.
So over the Christmas holiday, President Trump sent out a warning on Twitter to Gavin Newsom. He said, and Gavin Newsom is the governor of the state of California, he said, if he can't solve the homeless crisis, which only continues to grow, it's not getting any better.
2.7% more people are homeless in our country. That's almost 15,000. If you look at the stats from the Department of Housing and Urban Development, Jennifer, the 568,000 people who are homeless, if this is any given night this past year, over 500,000 people in this country have no home.
Yeah.
None. Zero.
And
on the
look,
street.
It's expensive to live in this state. It really is. And it is the poverty line in San Francisco is $100,000 a year. So I get it. But the people that we're talking about are the ones that actually have access to programs and housing through the government already, and they just choose not to take advantage of it. So
yeah.
President Trump said Governor Gavin N has done a really bad job of taking care of the homeless population in California. If he can't fix the problem, the federal government will get involved. This is the second time that Trump has said, look, get it together, or the government, the feds are coming in to try to fix the problem.
So what would the feds do? What would they do?
Again, this no one will fix the problem, and I am fair enough to say it. It's not going to be Trump. It's not going to be Newsom until people deal with the cold, hard facts. And it's not a pretty problem, but you're going to have to talk about putting people into mental health facilities and to get them clean and functional members of society. Until people are willing to talk about that, then it's all hot air. Right now, California has estimated 129,972 homeless people. Those are just the people they were able to count.
And that's 70,000 of them live in L.A. County.
That's right. And those are just the people that they see. That because the way they do these counts, it's actually really interesting. Courtney in our office, her mother-in-law, goes around and actually helps to try to get the count. And they literally just drive up and down streets. And so it's an estimate. So the number of people who are counted, you know, is far fewer than the actual number that exists in the state. It's really, really sad.
It's pretty pathetic. It's pretty appalling, sad for those lives of people that seem to just... I mean, if you sort of believe the spiritual way that I do, we
it's
all
right.
choose our fate. We all have these whatever, why ever you want to have this fate. It's not up to us to figure. But there is, I think, up to us. It is up to us. To take care of these people.
But we
people.
Can't be afraid to intervene. And, the mayor of Los Angeles just says, well, if we build these or if we pay people to convert their garages into little cabins, that's going to keep people safe.
You want to have somebody you
no
don't
way.
Know like that living in your
that's
own
exactly
home?
That's exactly what their idea is. Yeah,
that's
that
nuts.
You're going to,
oh my God,
that they're going to pay people a certain amount of money to convert their garages into places where homeless people can stay.
How do these people come up with these ideas? For
I don't
sakes.
Know. You want to talk Common about sense. Weed? I think the mayor may have found a little bit of it. He's dreaming
yeah,
it up.
Okay, all right.
Maybe
18 and change after the hour here on the DJV program.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my brand new product for MyPillow. Just like all of you out there, I had problems with bath towels. They just don't seem to dry you anymore. They feel soft and lotiony in the stores, but you get them home and they don't absorb. Well, I found out that around 2006, towels changed forever. They started importing them and adding softeners and other things to the cotton that made them feel good, but they didn't work. Well, I found the best towel company right here in the USA. They have proprietary technology so that I was able to create towels that feel soft but actually work. They're all made with USA cotton, and they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee.
And now you can go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, and get 30% off amazing new towels that they have at MyPillow.com. Yep, go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV.
When was the last time you whitened your teeth? The holidays are coming, and now is the time to brighten your smile. With office parties, family gatherings, and photo opportunities coming up, don't be caught off guard with cringeworthy, discolored teeth. With Power Swabs, you can whiten your smile and be holiday ready in no time. Power Swabs are clinically proven to whiten an average of 2 shades in the first 5 minutes. Power Swabs never leaves your teeth and gums sore or sensitive like other whitening treatments, and it's totally safe and effective on all dental work. If you're not happy, Power Swabs are backed with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Try Power Swabs and see how much whiter your teeth will be in just 5 minutes. Call 800-208-1797 for 40% off, an additional $10 off plus a free quick stick. That's right, 40% off, an additional $10 off plus a free quick stick. Call 800-208-1797, 800-208-1797. Get that bright smile holiday ready with Power Swabs.
Jim Pee-wee Martin of G Company and the 101st Airborne Division speaks about what it was like during World War II defending people's freedoms he didn't know and in a place he couldn't even pronounce.
I saw a little sign said Bastogne. That's how ignorant we were. We didn't even know how to pronounce the name, didn't know what country it was.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot.
It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley's giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs, and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Get along down the road. We got a long way to go. Scared to live, scared to die. We ain't perfect, but we try. Get along.
Every hour of the DJV program, for those of you who may be new to our program, we have a segment set aside for ideas concerning music, new music, old music, music stars. Kenny Chesney in our focus as we get started here at 24 after the hour on the DJV program with Jennifer and Karen, Doug, and you. Kenny Chesney's nearly doubled his touring schedule for next year with the announcement of several amphitheater performances on the Chillification Tour. The shows will take place between Chesney's large stadium gigs next spring and summer. His 22 stadium dates on the Chillification. I thought I pronounced it right the first time.
Chillaxification.
Chillaxification. Okay.
I'd just like to hear you say it. That's more fun.
Chillaxification, yes.
Yeah, you're chillaxing. Okay.
Yes, you are. Under the sheets maybe. Anyway, this starts April 18th. First of his 18 amphitheater shows take place in West Palm Beach on the 7th of May. Tickets for select shows will go on sale January 24th. Additional on-sale info to be announced in the months ahead. Last year, Chesney released the album Songs for the Saints, which included the singles Get Along and Better Boat. Is that what we're listening to? What are we listening to here, Karen?
This is the title track, Song for the Saints.
Yeah,
I'm going to see this tour, by the way.
You would.
I have tickets. It's the summer.
Oh, yeah, you're seeing it. Oh, okay.
I'm not seeing the amphitheater one, but a stadium tour is coming to L.A. in August at the new Ram Stadium. I think it's the first concert that'll ever be played there. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'll be there.
Yeah. Parking works. You know, one of the things that bothers me about these, I get notifications all the time because I love to go to concerts. Haven't been to any really in the last couple of years. But they put the info out so early. How do I know what I'm going to do next June?
See, okay, because you know I like to buy you things, like to like experiences.
Yeah.
But I have a hard time because I saw a show. What the heck was it? Was it the Doobie Brothers? It was something that I thought you would like. And yeah. I was like, oh, I better get it. But it was like at the time when I didn't know if you were going to be in L.A. or Boston. And it's like you're moving around so much that I don't,
well,
yeah, I don't know.
Even if I'm home, I don't know what I'm going to be, you know, how I can Well, but everybody's life is different, so people approach those things differently. I just find it sometimes it's hard because if you can find tickets closer to the time of the venue, or the time of the appearance of the venue, then they're twice as much as they were if you bought them early on.
Right.
No, and the seats are horrible. Right, exactly. Blake Shelton back on top of the country charts with his newest best of collection called Fully Loaded God's Country. Sits number one this week on the Billboard Country Album rank. More bright news for Shelton, too, as you go into the new year. One of the four new songs on the compilation, Nobody But You, it's called, pairs him with Gwen Stefani for a third time.
Is he done with her yet, or is that still happening?
Hush. They're very cute together.
They are very cute.
And you have a fiance, so stop trying to get with Blake Shelton.
Come on, Kara. Stop being such a stickler.
You can dream, can't you? Luke Combs is back at number one on the country air playlist with Even Though I'm Leaving, after losing that spot last week to Thomas Rhett's Remember You Young. Combs has had an amazing 2019, culminating earlier this month with two sold-out shows in Nashville. On last chart of the year, top 10 most played country songs, number 10, Jimmy Allen's Make Me Want You, Maren Morris, number 9, The Bones, Sam Hunt's Kinfolks, number 8, John Pardee's Heart Ache Medication, number 7, Lady Antebellum's What If I Never Get Over You, number 6, Dan and Shay and Justin Bieber with 10,000 Hours, and number 5, Old Dominion's One Man Band, number 4, Dustin Lynch's Riding Roads, number 3.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
North Korea has not delivered on its promise of a Christmas gift to the United States, at least not yet. A North Korean official saying earlier this month that the U.S. has been buying time in negotiations with the North and saying it was entirely up to the U.S. what Christmas gift it would get. Many in Washington fearing that leader Kim Jong-un was going to order a long-range missile test for the first time in more than 2 years, but again, so far, it hasn't happened. The body of Sergeant First Class Michael Goebel, killed in Afghanistan last week, has returned to the United States. Those in his hometown of Westwood, New Jersey, coping with the loss.
This time of year, though, we have to remember that we enjoy all the freedoms that we have because of the soldiers like him who fight bravely for us, and we appreciate that.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
everyone way down the roost. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on Earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down, 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered, 800-289-2646, or go to SwissAmerica.com.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
A little sass here on the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen with the sassy Jennifer Horn. The sassy Kara Schillen. Victoria is off because of the passing of her dog. So we move into another half hour of conversation cascading into lots of discussion about what's gone on this past year and the decade. To be sure, if we look at what's up front for the next 3 or 4 days, a lot of that conversation. And then starting off the new year with a whole fresh approach to problems. Don't make your problems bigger, make them smaller. Or at least it's kind of like the domino effect. You know, one thing happens and then something else happens. So if you get out in front of the dominoes and handle the problem, we could. This is the great lesson that comes from things like the Boeing problems, is that if you get out in front of these problems, they are more easily solved. Jennifer, you and I were talking about that. I'm sure we're not the only ones. Get out in front of the problem. And I wonder how that relates to the TSA whistleblower that has surfaced saying that there is a travel risk because security has become loose. This is somebody from Kansas City, says the security measures in airports are posing an increased risk to travelers. The whistleblower's name is Jay Bernard. Says top TSA officials have prioritized speed over security. Really? It's all theater, sir, no matter how you look
like
at it.
It feel like it's very fast. No, I don't know about that.
Well, you're in the TSA pre-check, it's okay. I don't.
Yeah, that's true.
You never hear me complain much about it anymore because you go through and it's, you know, 3 minutes. I can walk into either the Boston airport, where I leave more often, and Los Angeles airport. Those are the two most frequently traveled airports. I can be in and out. It's fat. Well, actually, both of them are about the same. You go in.
Pre-check for sure, but regular security is a pain at LAX.
It can be a pain, yeah. Mm-hmm. So maybe that's why they get you to spend $85 to have the pre-check. But I know I can walk into the airport, and if I'm hustling, I can be on the plane in 10 minutes once I get off, park my car, or get off the bus. It's that good. But according to this guy, we're losing a lot because they've reduced the sensitivity of metal detectors. They've disabled technology on some of the X-ray machines. They've ordered policy changes. So now there are fewer pat-downs. You know, what good were they in the first place, would be my question. This guy, the whistleblower, says all these actions provide opportunities for terrorists to get weapons or bombs through security. You know, I don't think that's what they're doing these days.
Yeah, that's scary. Yeah.
Well, but that's one person saying something. Who knows what his background is? He an aggrieved? Is he a party that hasn't been passed over a promotion? Who knows? The head of the TSA says that's not true. Security is the most important thing. That's a bunch of malarkey too. Just words. All of it is words. You know, the head says that the reason that we have fewer people in line is because they've increased the staff. Have you ever counted? I do this every time I go through. I watch and listen to the people talk about the unions and their pay and when the next day is, they have how many hours the shift is. I hear very few people talking actually about the reason that they're there, and that is to protect the air passengers. That's why they're there. They're talking about themselves. They're talking about they just talk about everything. And I count how many people are standing around. This is what infuriates me. How many people are standing there doing nothing? Nothing. Literally nothing. They're talking, you know, and the lines can be long, and there are 14, 15 people just standing around doing nothing, which is really just bad management, much as anything else. So when you think about it, with the 42 million people that are traveling through our airports between now and next weekend, the end of the Christmas season, it really, I suppose, maybe gives some people cause to think. It didn't give me any cause to think. I think it's theater anyway. These people want to, as they've proven many times before, if they want to do something, they'll figure out a way to do it. Has there been anybody that's been, because of the pat-downs or whatever, x-rays, have we found anybody? Have we stopped anything? Do we even know? Wouldn't you think they'd make a big deal out of it?
Yeah, I think they did. And I think it felt like several years ago.
Yeah. Yeah. It's been a while. So there's that. A couple of things that are not pleasant to think about when it comes to what's going on around the world. There is a lot of environmental news here after the Christmas holidays. Maybe you didn't hear about the oil spill took place off the Galapagos Islands. Officials say crews responding to a 600-gallon oil spill after a barge overturned. And this is near San Cristobal. Have you ever been there?
Mm-mm.
Jennifer, San Cristobal, one of the beautiful areas. And that's what gets people worked up about this. This is off the coast of Ecuador, South America. And because these areas are so clean now, when you compare, I saw something, I was looking at an article about how we're trying to stop pollution. And you know how the LA River flows into the ocean here in LA? There are examples of that all over the country, you know, all both sides and down the Gulf. And so in some of the areas where the spill-off runs into the ocean, they have installed basically socks. They have these huge, as the water comes down and goes through three or four, probably four-foot pipes, on the other end of the pipe, they've installed these huge socks that collect the debris that comes out of a river.
Like a coffee filter.
Yeah. And I thought it was pretty practical, actually. I don't know why somebody didn't think about it earlier. It's been a lot of common sense involved in it, in capturing all these things that we're worried about, rightfully so, And that's the other thing. Walking around, taking Daisy for a walk here in this neighborhood where I am, which is a pretty well-to-do area, I still am appalled by the amount of rubbish on the streets.
That's
garbage.
Part of the homeless problem we've been talking about, too, is that
yeah,
a lot of
here.
People, not only are people just pigs, but there's also people who are just using the streets as their homes, and so that's where it all comes from.
Yeah, yeah. Well, something more and more we need to be educating people to what it is going to do to the future, not only of our lives, your family's lives, but the life of the planet. Mother Nature will be fine. She'll just burp out whatever the problems are, get rid of them, and that could be the human race, as far as that's concerned. And now these morons in Japan. Here's another one. You talk about adding insult to injury. Japan is apparently still considering, Jennifer, releasing all that radioactive water, the waste from the Fukushima nuclear plant, which, when was that? That was 2-3 years ago, right?
Yeah, at least.
The tsunami hit northern Japan. Meltdowns at three of the reactors at the Fukushima plant. This week, the country's economy and industry ministry proposing to gradually dump a million tons of contaminated water into the Pacific. Good God. Well, it doesn't affect them as much as, hello, where do you think the water and the air both go from west to east? So what's the next stop? You dump that crap into the ocean. The next stop is San Francisco. Yeah, right. Here we go. It seemed to me that we ought to be able to hit Japan up. We give them billions of dollars a year in aid. Somebody needs to make a phone call and whisper in somebody's ear over there, well, this is not exactly the right thing to do. The company says it's been treating the water to remove most of the radioactive elements, and it ought to be safe enough to dump into the ocean. Okay. How many people are comfortable with that? Raise your hands.
Not quite.
I don't think so. Some of the critics arguing, Jennifer, this option ruins Fukushima's fishing and agriculture industries. Hello, duh. You think so?
Well, I don't know. A three-eyed fish is fine.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Exactly.
Better to see you, I suppose.
Nothing set in stone for how the country will dispose of the water yet. But they're trying to figure out. I guess the prime minister and the cabinet make the final decision. That's how the country runs over there. But unga bunga. No, thank you. 43 past the hour on the DJV program.
When was the last time you whitened your teeth? The holidays are coming, and now is the time to brighten your smile. With office parties, family gatherings, and photo opportunities coming up, don't be caught off guard with cringeworthy, discolored teeth. With Power Swabs, you can whiten your smile and be holiday ready in no time. Power Swabs are clinically proven to whiten an average of 2 shades in the first 5 minutes. Power Swabs never leaves your teeth and gums sore or sensitive like other whitening treatments, and it's totally safe and effective on all dental work. If you're not happy, Power Swabs are backed with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Try Power Swabs and see how much whiter your teeth will be in just 5 minutes. Call 800-208-1797 for 40% off, an additional $10 off plus a free quick stick. That's right, 40% off, an additional $10 off plus a free quick stick. Call 800-208-1797, 800-208-1797. Get that bright smile holiday ready with Power Swabs.
Tis the season to be jolly. It's also the season when the scale numbers can creep up a bit, but you don't actually have to gain weight this year. Take Calitrin to the holidays and see the inches and pounds come off. It's proven for results and proven for safety. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
Hi, my name is Chantel, and I'm from Louisiana. I've lost 20 pounds taking Calitrin. I went from a size 16 to a size 12. I really enjoy the product, and I would recommend it to anyone and everyone who would like to lose weight and feel better about themselves.
Hello, my name is Georgia from Seneca, Pennsylvania. I'm a firm believer of Calitrin. I have been on it for quite a while now, and I lost a good 20-25 pounds. I just cannot say enough about it, Calitrin.
Hi, I'm Marie from Pennsylvania, and I just lost 117 pounds of Calitrin.
See why Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss at TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take?
fish oil, or krill oil. Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-355-1493. 1-800-355-1493. That's 1-800-355-1493.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Don't forget to listen to the podcast that we have every week, gooddayhealthshow.com, in which Dr. Ken, in a recent one, talks about breast cancer, links it to certain hair care products. So, ladies, I heard you talking, Jennifer and Kara, about some of the things you got for Christmas, some of the cosmetic things. Got to be careful about that and what its impact may be on your health and well-being, even if it makes you look, I don't know, neither of you need anything to make you look more beautiful, because you're beautiful by nature.
Dougie.
Nature has created beauty with the two of you. So
what a sweet thing to say. Are you lying to us?
No.
I don't know. Kara looked like, I had to tell her, she looked like a hot mama this weekend.
Did you?
I was barely gluing it together, and Kara was looking great. Yeah.
Well, to be fair, I didn't really have to do all that much to get ready for the party. Everybody else was cooking food and taking care of children, and all I had to do was curl my own hair and put makeup on. So
she looked very nice.
Thank you.
In sports news, or related sports news, there's a thing, a kerfluffle going on in Boston because of there was an article in the Boston Globe on Tuesday where the former Red Sox pitcher Rich Hill and his wife get arrested at Gillette Stadium before a Patriots game because she's got a fanny pack on.
Yeah.
And, what was the
I so don't now, you know. I want to believe that this was a big misunderstanding, but apparently they were trying to go to the Patriots game, and the wife had a fanny pack on, and the police, the security guard was like, no, this is too big, you can't wear it. She started arguing, and they were going back and forth, and then he arrests her when Rich Hill, he just retired from the Dodgers this season, turned around, he sees his wife getting arrested, so he starts arguing, trying to protect her good name, and ends up getting arrested himself. And then they ended up dropping the charges, saying that, and I guess Rich Hill's lawyer said they knew this was a bad arrest, so they had to let this one go. I don't know. Rich Hill seemed like a pretty solid guy. He lost a kid, and he does a lot of work for charity. Yeah, so it's hard to imagine that this was...
So the news media overblew the situation.
Right.
Duh. Really, I can't... the news media overblowing something like that? Anyway, the kerfluffle was that one district attorney in one of the communities in Boston, where she had her case dismissed because of who it was, and then somebody else got a case dismissed because of who it was, and so now they're looking at why is it that these things don't get the discretionary treatment by the news media that other things do of a similar nature, and hello, it's because sports people get treated differently, whether it's at high school, college, professional, people like this get treated differently than you and me. That's just the way it works. We don't have to like it. We think it's unfair. We know it's unfair, but that's the way it works. So, you know, unless you want to change the system, which is probably not a bad idea in some cases, it will keep happening. 10 before the hour.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222. To discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step As a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637, plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Dr. Ken, your questions for Dr. Ken. Question number one, the life expectancy in our country has fallen three consecutive years. Why is that, Ken? Why are Americans dying and the curve going in the other direction? You know, for years and years, as long as you've been practicing medicine, it goes up. It was 78.9 years and 79.7. It's never really gone over the 80-year mark, the average life expectancy. So is it obvious why it's going down, or is there a reason that we're not thinking of for the situation, the trend to change?
Well, you may have mentioned it earlier in the show, and that's the opioid epidemic. Also, suicides are increasing, and also obesity is just marching along. But I think drug use, inappropriate drug use, is playing a huge role here.
So if that's the case, how do you fix that? How do you change it? Is there a way, when you think about this and the reality that it presents us with, it just seems kind of, alcohol is a thing.
Alcohol is a big problem. I mean, just
suicide.
Suicide, yes.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
It's just mental health issues are a huge problem here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Allergies. The question comes on the type of allergies. Are you likely, you know, we talk about allergies with regard to me and my farm allergies in the spring and the fall stuff. Are air filters anything that can help? That's an interesting question coming from a lady. I just bought a bunch of air filters for my house because I want to make sure the air is clear that I'm breathing, especially at night when I'm asleep. Do they really do any good, though? I didn't ask you before I did it.
Yeah, I think the HEPA filters are helpful, and there's a number of the best air purifiers for allergies, but I think they're really worth a shot. Getting your home air conditioner and heater well-maintained with a good quality HEPA filter, I think would be something that would really help.
Do seniors get better or worse primary care depending on their insurance? This is a good question for you because you have to deal with this every day.
Well, I think it might play a role because some of the better doctors may not take some of the lower quality health insurances. And so what you have to do before you get on any health insurance is find out which doctors are part of the panel. And it might play a role, a big role, in the quality of your health insurance and the quality of the physician care you're going to get.
So if I were to say, you're a businessman, you have your own clinic, you're not working for anybody. Do you ever look into with your office staff the type of insurance people have and decide, you tell them, I'm going to take this and I don't want to take that? Or is just that is something you don't get involved in at all?
Well, all physicians are approached by all the insurance companies to participate with their insurance product. And then what will happen is the doctor will ask for what their reimbursement rates are for the most common procedures performed, because unfortunately, you have to pay your bills, or you go out of business, and this is getting harder and harder to do in medicine, and that's why so many doctors have actually sold their practices to hospitals, because they've just given up. They can't pay the bills anymore, and they want someone else to worry about it. And as the insurance companies are trying to pay less and less for this, and this becomes an issue of whether doctors can afford to take certain insurances. So this is a whole another sidebar issue. So doctors have to review the insurance products before they participate to make sure that they can afford to accept them, and then patients need to review their insurance products, because unfortunately you don't get anything for nothing, and good care is not cheap, and you have to look and see what doctors are on your program.
All right, next question has to do with that in a way. Is the care you get at urgent care as good as you get at the ER?
It depends on the problem. Urgent cares take care of a lot of problems very well and more economically and save people money. But there are some issues that are so acute, a high acuity, so severe that you need to be near a hospital. So I don't know if we have the time right now to discuss the difference between problems. And you also need to know what your urgent care is able to do. And there's a whole grade from just an urgent care that takes care of simple things to some freestanding that do emergencies.
Questions for Dr. Ken here. I'm Doug Steffen, Dr. Ken Kronhaus at...
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.